Mon Dieu! See her, resting against the wall? Comme un invalide, non? I lifted my chin, palm against the stone storefront. The girls had been visible from far away, their dresses blotches of color against the cobbled street. I fought against the heat rising in my cheeks, fought against the anger and ripening embarrassment, and smiled a sickly sweet smile.
Jerry, what a pleasant surprise.
Three or four girls I'd known as a child broke off from the group, left Marguerite and the rest behind. I knew their type. Uncomfortable, but only up to a point, not enough to step in. Marguerite's eyes flashed briefly, something pained and fragile in the irises. I was the one who'd given her the nickname. Back when we ruled over fields of sunflowers, ran through the outskirts of town, accidentally braided each other's hair into knots so fierce that our mothers had to cut them out. But the look was gone with a curl of her lip. She'd learned that from the other villagers. There was a proper way to examine pauvre Tanya. A proper way to tilt your head and let your gaze travel down the bridge of your nose.
We've been over this. I prefer my true name, Marguerite. Jerry is the name of a child.
She sniffed, smoothed her skirt's pleats, then, scowling, picked an imaginary piece of dirt off the green fabric. She must have bought the gown on her 16th birthday, during her visit to Paris, the trip she'd crowed about in the village square. It was too fine to have come from Loupiac.